Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Bishami Omer, Bishami say, Ein Lichin as a Sulam, Mishovach Lishovach. A person cannot move a ladder on Yamtif from one bird's nest to another bird's nest. So what does this mean? It means like this. He has a bird's nest, he has a ladder next to it, and he wants to remove the doves from the bird's nest to shecht, to slaughter it on Yom Tov and to eat it on Yom Tov. And we're talking about a case where the doves had been prepared before Yom Tov to be eaten on Yom Tov, okay? And we'll explain what the process is in the latter part of the Mishnah. And the ladder, right, had the ladder, if the ladder is in its place next to the bird's nest, so then fine. He's permitted to go up the birds, up the ladder, take the birds down, and shech them, slaughter them, and eat them on Yom Tov. But we're talking about a case here, no. The ladder for the bird's nest was not in its place. Now he has to schlep and bring the ladder from some other place. And Beishamai hold, it's prohibited to do that on Yom Tov, to bring the ladder from one bird's nest to another bird's nest. They don't like that, because it's reducing your simcha, your joy of Yom Tov. You're working on Yom Tov. It's no good. If the ladder is there in place before Yom Tov, fine. But if it's not there, we don't want you carrying the ladder from bird's nest to bird's nest. Even though you've prepared these birds beforehand to be eaten on Yom Tov, still, we don't let you start schlepping the ladder from bird's nest to bird's nest. It's got to be in its place before Yom Tov. Otherwise, it's no good. Aval, but, Mateu Mechalon Lachalon. They will say that it's permitted to lean the ladder from one window to another window near that actual shovach, near the actual nest where you designate the birds for eating on Yom Tov. So if you have the ladder there, you just have to move it from window to window to access these birds, so then that would be okay. But to schlep it from one nest to another nest, that's no good, and that's Beishamai's opinion. So the more stringent one. Ubeis Hil Matirin, Beis also said that no, it's permitted. Even to schlep the ladder from one bird nest to another bird's nest, it's not a problem. They're not worried about reducing your joy of Yom Tov, and they say it's okay. And the Gemara explains that we're talking about over here that if the case is a ladder of the Aliyah, meaning a ladder that goes up to a second floor, then everyone, even Beis Hill, will agree that it's prohibited to move around this ladder to access the birds on Yom Tov, right? They would say that's prohibited. However, the argument here is in a ladder that is meant to access birds' nests. That according to Beis Shammai, it's prohibited because we're afraid that people are going to assume that this guy's going up to fix his roof and he's going to go do work. Even if he's in his own courtyard and no one's watching. The Chum said that once we make a prohibition to prohibit something in the public, right, it's prohibited in private as well. So they're concerned people are going to, you know, have the wrong thoughts about this guy that he's going onto his roof and fix things, and therefore that's why they say it's prohibited. But they also said, no, it's permitted, it's mutter. Because since this ladder is meant for the doves, so people aren't concerned, we're not concerned that people will think that you're moving it to get onto your roof and to repair your roof. So it comes out, if it's a ladder that's meant to go onto a second floor, everyone agrees you can't use it because, you know, you may come to fix things on the roof. People will think you're coming to fix things on the roof, and it's no good. Talking about a ladder which is designated to receive doves off a bird's nest. So if it's in its place before Yom Tov, everyone agrees that you can go up the ladder and take down the doves. But if it's not in its place, Beis Shammai say it's prohibited to use it because people are going to think that you're using it to go onto the roof to fix things up that are prohibited on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel is not concerned. They said you could use it on Yom Tov. That'll be the point of contention, the debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai will agree that if it's in its place, but you just have to move it from one window to another window to access the birds, then that would be okay. So that's the opening part of this Mishnah, are the two opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding these doves. Next, Beis Shammai Omer, another case, Beis Shammai say, Lo Yitol, don't take these doves on Yom Tov to slaughter them, even if you prepared them before Yom Tov, unless Elam Kenet Na'anea Miba'od Yom, unless you were Na'anea B'yad, if you shook them with your hands, meaning you moved them with your hands before Yom Tov, to know that you're going to take these on Yom Tov. You have to do a physical act of preparation. That's just having in mind that you want to eat these doves on Yom Tov. Ubeis Hillel Omer, again, Beis Hillel will be lenient Omer v'y Omer, you could stand up and say, Zeh v'zeh, and you know, tell these birds I'm going to take, and you don't have to do a physical act of preparation, rather a stipulation with your mouth, let alone it would be enough according to Beis Hillel. And the Gemara explains that the machlokas, the debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is a case where you have the first batch of chicklets that were born in that bird's nest, right? The first two chicks that were born. That according to Beis Shammai, it's not enough to prepare it with your words, you have to do a physical act, right? Shammai k'shiyitam b'yom tov, lest if you take them on Yom Tov, you might change your mind and have mercy on them. You know, they're so cute, these little chicklets. And you'll think that, no, you know, you want to be raising these chicklets to have more chicklets, and then you'll be using something which is for no need, and that's going to be muksa. But however, once you're moving them on Erev Yom Tov, you're not going to have mercy on them, comes Yom Tov, and then you're going to take them and actually eat them. So Bishambi would say that in your first batch of chicklets, if you just think in your mind you're going to eat it on Yom Tov, you may change your mind on Yom Tov, have mercy on them, and then move them for no purpose. Once you're physically moving them before Yom Tov, then now you know you're going to eat them on Yom Tov. When Yom Tov comes around, they'll actually take them and eat them. We're not concerned that you're moving something for no need at all. Whereas Beis Hillel will say that no, it's enough to just use your words and say that you want to use these chickens to these doves to eat them on Yom Tov, even if it's the first batch that were laid. Because we're not concerned you're going to have mercy on them and you'll just eat them, you know, as it is. But this is all with the first batch of doves that were laid from their mothers. The second batch, or any other batch that comes after that, then everyone, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, will agree that if you just say, without a physical act of moving the birds, but just say, these are the birds that I want to eat on Yom Tov, even Beis Shammai would agree that that's fine, and then you can eat them on Yom Tov, because you're not going to have mercy on them, it's already the second batch, and you have so many more batches, you're not going to have mercy on them to save them, you'll actually eat them, and they're a stipulation alone without a physical act of preparing these birds to be eaten on Yom Tov, would have sufficed even according to Beis Shammai. Alright, perfect. So that's Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet. Zimin, if you prepare the birds, these doves, in their nest on Erev Yom Tov to be eaten on Yom Tov, to slaughter and eat them on Yom Tov, and Shechorib, it was the black doves that you prepared before Yom Tov. Matzah, and then you found on Yom Tov in that very nest, Levanim, you found white birds in their place. Or Levanim, you found these white birds, these white doves, you prepared the white doves before Yom Tov to be eaten on Yom Tov, to shech them and eat them on Yom Tov. But then it came Yom Tov, when Yom Tov came in and Masa Shechorim, and you looked into the nest, you found black birds, not white birds. Another case, Shnayim, you prepared two birds to be eaten on Yom Tov, Masa Shlosha, but then you find three birds in the nest when Yom Tov comes in. So this third bird, you never prepared it. And thus this third bird would be Muksa. And you don't know, you know, which is the third bird. So they could all be Muksa now. So in all these cases, Asurim, the doves, the birds, would be prohibited to be slaughtered and eaten on Yom Tov, because we say that they are Muktza. And the Gemara explains that if you've prepared, you know, the black doves to be eaten on Yom Tov and you found white, or you've prepared white and you found black, right? So it's partial, it's simple, that they're prohibited to be eaten on Yom Tov. That's obvious. So what's the Mishnah coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us a case where you've prepared, let's see over here. Yeah, the doves, the white and the black, were from two separate nests. Be'echad shchurim, in one nest they were black. U'be'echad levanim, in one nest they were white. And now you found the black ones in the white ones' nests, and the white birds in the black ones' nests. And the Mishnah is coming to teach you that don't say that, yeah, they just did a switcheroo, and they're really the same birds that even appeared before Yom Tov. Rather, no. We say that the original birds flew away, these are new birds, and therefore they're muktzah, you can't use them on Yom Tov. So if you had black birds in a black nest, and white birds in a white nest, then you found it the other way around. White in the black, and black in the white, we don't say they flew away, or they swapped places, rather we say these are totally, totally new birds, and they would never designate to be eaten on Yom Tov, and therefore they're muktzah on Yom Tov. Okay, so that's that case. What about Shlosha? If you prepared three doves in Erev Yom Tov to be eaten on Yom Tov, Umatzah Shnayim, and now all he found was two doves in its place. So that would be mutarim, that would be permitted to take these doves and eat them on Yom Tov, because we just assume that one flew away and the other two were the original ones that you prepared. What about Betocha Khan? If you prepare these doves while they were in their nest, Umatzah Lefnei HaKan, then you found them on Yom Tov, you know, trotting it before their nest. So then Asurim, they're prohibited, because we assume that the doves that you found before the nest are not the same ones that were sitting in the nest. They're actually different doves. Right? So you had the doves in the nest, you prepared them before Yom Tif, and then you found doves before your nest, and the nest is empty. We don't say that, yeah, they were in the nest and they walked out. No. We say that the ones that were in the nest are gone, and the ones that are in front of it are new ones, and those are never prepared, and therefore they'd be muktzeh, you cannot use them on Yom Tif. And lastly, v'im ein sham elahim, if all there is these doves alone, meaning when you designated them before Yom Tif, they were in the nest, then you found them out of the nest, but these are the only ones that are there, then they're actually be permitted when you found it before the nest, and you originally designated them while they were in the nest, we say that they actually, you know, trotted out, and these are the same ones if there's no other, you know, no other birds around. And really, the Gemara explains that we're talking about a case where these chicklets are soft, they're young, that they can't even fly, they just hop around, right? And certainly if there's no other bird's nest within 50 amos, right, that these chicklets are the original chicklets, that'd be obvious. Because when they're not flying, when they're just hopping around, they can't hop for more than 50 amos. But rather, even in a case, even if there's a case where there's another bird's nest within those 50 amos, but you found the birds in a corner, so had they hopped there, right, they had to come from the original nest, because they always want to be within eyesight of the original nest. So that case would also be permitted, even though there's another bird's nest within 50 amos of this bird's nest, because we say that it's not going to go anywhere, it's not going to go too far that it'll leave eyesight of its nest. And therefore, whether it be a case of one nest, and there's no other nest within 50 amos, right? So we know the birds can't trot more than 50 amos, and they originally came from the first nest. And even though they're not in the nest now, we give it the status that it was in the nest before Yom Tif, and you can eat those birds and not muktzah. So too, if you have two nests within 50 amos, but the doves that were in the nest when you designated before Yom Tif that walked out, they're in like a corner somewhere, and they're still within eyesight of their first bird's nest, we see that these are the originals because they won't go too far, they won't see their nest anymore. And then, of course, you could eat those birds as well, and we won't deem them muktzah. Yeah, and that wraps up our Mishnayos for today. So it's unique cases, every case is different, but depending on the criteria that we mentioned, you'll have cases where it's permitted and cases where it would be prohibited.